Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the podcast. This is the third out of 10 bite-sized episodes I'm going to be doing. So this one today is going to be about sleep. I've done so far three myths on nutrition. That was number one. Number two is metabolism. And this is going to be number three, which is going to be sleep. So sleep is something that's massively overlooked. And way back when I used to, again, shift all my weight and really get into the gym, I thought that, you know, sleep when I'm dead sort of attitude. And over the last few years, I've just noticed, and also as well, there's done research, just realised how much sleep is important and imperative to everything we do. Literally everything. Not just fat loss or muscle gain or sports performance. It's crucial in what we do day to day. And again, me as a coach, I can hand on heart say if I have had 2-3 hours sleep consistently every day, my clients will not be getting me. I will not be present in my sessions. I'll just be thinking about when I can sleep or just how tired I am or just when to get a coffee in. And I'm sure people out there can relate if they have kids. If you have kids listening to this now and you think, oh, this sounds like me. I don't get next to no sleep. I neglect sleep, or more importantly, I don't have a sleep evening routine. How many of us have morning routines? We get up, we brush our teeth, or we get a shower, we go to the toilet, we get a coffee, or coffee then toilet. But none of us actually have an even routine. And, you know, what does this look like? So an evening routine could be going to bed at a certain time every day, winding down from your phone, putting your phone on your bedside or desk or on charge at a certain time every day. And just switching off from technology. This can help us already get a better night's sleep. And what I'm going to share with you today is going to be four tips for a better sleep. Not necessarily why or the science behind it, because again, this is going to be a bite-sized episode. We're going to start off by saying what we were saying before about switching off technology. So number one is going to be a digital detox before bed. So when we do a digital detox, that means no phones, no screens, no thumb rolling on Instagram when you're in bed. When we look at screens all day, when we look at computer screens, phone screens, they emit something called blue light. Now you might have heard of blue light blockers. They inevitably block blue light from screens, which can suppress a hormone called melatonin. This is a precursor of sleep. When we're winding down, we want melatonin to be high. Or we want melatonin to be released and secreted by the brain and the endocrine system. So what, again, being responsive to texts, to emails, and to Instagram DMs, or just thumb rolling aimlessly on Instagram, this doesn't help. So try and do a digital detox before bed. Even try it for a week, for a day, and just see how much it can benefit and impact your sleep. Number two is going to be caffeine. Now, caffeine is the obvious elephant in the room, but I know people have a poor caffeine intake, meaning very high. Caffeine is a half-life between 4 and 6 hours. So if we have a can of Monster Ultra, which is about 160 milligrams of caffeine, at 6 p.m. of an evening, at least half that dosage, so at least 80 milligrams of caffeine, is in your system at 12 o'clock midnight. This isn't good for sleep quality. This can either stop you from sleeping or give you a worse quality sleep. And you wake up feeling groggy, tired as hell, and not really set up for the next day. And if you've got a demanding job, if you've got a highly, you know, a high cognition job where you need to concentrate all the time, especially if you're a coach, especially if you're a nurse or doctor, or just require to be attentive all day, this might not be the best move for you. Again, I'm always of the impression of a good night's sleep could be literally a determiner for how you perform the next day. And you could do something within your job that means you're getting a promotion, or that means you succeed in someone's expectations, you perform better, and they get noticed. Often night's sleep. It sounds quite far-fetched, but you just never know. That's number two, is limit caffeine. A good little tip is to try and have a cutoff of around 3 or 4 o'clock, just so it gives time for the caffeine to fully be out your system. Now, number three is for those who struggle with actually getting to sleep, and it's something that I've been doing quite a bit over the last year, is have a sleep timer on an audiobook, or a sleep sound on Spotify. Now, you can go on Spotify right now and type in sleep sounds, and it'll give you some environmental sounds, such as like a river or a crackling fire, something that will sound quite almost like ASMR, if you will, but again, it's relaxing, you can really wind down, and you can leave it on a sleep timer on your phone on Spotify for like 30 minutes. Now, if you're just concentrating on that noise and what you can hear, your thoughts aren't elsewhere. You're not overthinking about things to do tomorrow. You're not overthinking what you've done in the day. You're just focusing on what you can hear. I personally enjoy listening to an audiobook. I swear, David Attenborough, his voice on an audiobook when I'm trying to get asleep on a timer is absolutely golden. So I recommend that one. So yeah, number three is listen to an audiobook or a sleep sound on a timer. And number four is going to be hydration. Now, when I say hydration, I don't mean drink as much as you can before bed, because you're going to be up in the middle of the night a lot of times. Try and wean your try and wean your hydration towards, again, the middle of the day and late afternoon. Try and have like a decreased amount of fluids as the day goes on. So you want to start your day really hydrated, go throughout the day, obviously depending on what you do. When it comes to 8, 9 o'clock, try and just hold back on drinking as much as possible, because when you're asleep, the last thing you want to do is either wet the bed or have to get up to go to the toilet. All right? So again, limit your hydration near the nighttime. Otherwise, you are going to be waking up countless times to go to the toilet. And this just, again, disrupts sleep and disrupts that REM sleep we get and we love so much. So there you have it. The four little tips, actionable tips that you can do to get a better sleep. And I hope this helps. Again, bite-sized episode. And again, please share. Please rate the podcast if you can. And I'll see you in the next episode. See you soon.